Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, America? It's your favorite Mr. Vague, a.k.a. Mr. Grind Season, and you're tuned into the Midnight Hour with Emma. Play some of that feel-good music. Make these people feel good right now.
And welcome once again. We're on another episode, another Midnight Hour with your sexy host, Emma E2K, on www.lushradioonline.com. Welcome, everyone. Just welcome. You know, we're starting fresh to honor women. You know, March is the Women's Month. So you already know it's going down our body. I already rep for the women movement, so in March I really show off. And first, let me shout out to all my sister, my sisters that are following me, all those that are on the new group that I just did on Facebook. Don't forget to follow me on the Facebook, /Emma E2K, also on the Twitter. I'm on /Emma E2K. I want to shout out all my female partners, all the females that are doing their thing and, you know, keep it moving, keep it popping no matter what happens to them. I definitely honor you, ladies, and I will be honoring you this whole month. I want to give a couple of, through this program, I'm going to be giving some facts about all the stuff that the women have accomplished. And I hope you're able to rock with me. I just want to give you a little quick, and I'm starting like in the 1800s with this one. So in 1849, first medical degree given to a woman was Elizabeth Blackwell. So you stay with that. And we're going to go straight into some Chris Brown, No BS.
Over and over again, and I'ma leave it in. When
That was Chris Brown, no bullshit. We just, you know, we straight went in with no bullshit. Because this is the Midnight Hour with the Sexy Host, Hella ECP. And like I said, through this whole program, I'm going to be giving out some facts, you know, about the women and all the first on all women. So, in 1861, first regular reporting by a woman about news from the White House was Emily Edson Briggs. And that was in 1861 that a woman could actually, you know, report from the White House. So that's pretty big, you know. We started in the 1800s. You know, there's a lot of women that bust down a lot of doors so we can have certain opportunities that we have now, you know. And we can't take that for granted, ladies. You know, never take for granted. Never forget that there's a lot of sisters, mothers, grandmothers that paved the way for us so we can be able to have the things that we have and do the things that we do. And even with all that, you know, we still have to fight a lot, but, you know, never the case. So this meal, one in a million, goes out to, you know, all the women in the world, man. I'm just going to give this out to all the women in the world. As I will be one in a million.
You look like you just got this.
No. Come on, y'all. We got to do the thing.
Thing? For her?
Yes, the thing. For her. Right now. Come on. Jet setter. Go get her. Nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett, and that top model here to your everyday hoodrat. Less than all, but more than a few, but I never met one like you.
Been all over the world, done a little bit of everything, little bit of everywhere, with a little bit of everyone. All the girls I've been with, things I've seen, it takes much to impress. But you love your glow, it makes you so stand out from all the rest.
What the hell is wrong with you?
And that goes out to all the million women that are out definitely celebrating in this month for the women. You know, this is the time. Every day is the time, but, you know, because we got this month, March, dedicated to, you know, for the progress and the movement of the woman, you know, we have to take advantage of that, and we have to go hard body with that, you know. Shout out to all the women out there doing their 1-2, dedicating this minute hour to you ladies. Going to play some requests. I got some requests for some people. But I'm just throwing out some joints that people are hitting me up with. Don't forget to follow me. You can also IM me on Facebook, /EmmaE2K or Emma Everything to Know. Call me 347-826-7722. Or you can listen in on www.lushradioonline.com. Today I got hit with some exclusive music from my dude, AG, Peace to God. And I'm about to play a new joint, AG, from DITC. It's called Where You Been.
Live on location. Everything buried. If you think we ain't ready, better look again. When she did, I took a friend. Just to show her I could do it. Andre the Giant, I could prove it. See, we moving at a pace where the future don't matter. Living in the moment, she said you was a rapper. I switched the chatter, rewrit the chapter. In my mind, I'm saying Barry lost her mind. Oh, I meant to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? Real long time. In my mind, she fine, but I meant to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? As we climbing up the vine, we lost contact. One of the weapons of psychological combat. Ask me, am I still a smoker? So much purple and green, you think I've smoked a Joker? Laugh sexy, ask me what's buried. My reply's what's not. She from Kingston, so I told her blood clot. She know I'm fucking with her. Started blushing, and she told me that she always loved a nigga. That she said,
where you been?
I'm saying she's so fine, then I had to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? Long time, real long time. I've been torn around the world, yens and euros. My rap shit legit, ask the bureau. And I ain't fucking with no one, just adding zeros. The heat close, so I don't get robbed for my De Niro. Then she said she married with children. I smile, but can't explain exactly what I'm feeling. Good to see you, by the way, girl. You took it to the top, used to be around the way, girl. But you never told me.
Where you been?
Where you been? Real long time. In my mind, I'm saying she's so fine, but I had to ask her.
Where you been?
Where you been? She gotta go, I said, you leaving me again? She smiled, gave me email and BBM. Then we text from time to time, think about what if. But we won't slip, cause too much at risk. Let's just go with our memory. And I remember how I used to punish her like a penalty. Back when we thought we was meant to be. He asked about her first love and she mentioned me.
Where you been?
Shout out to AG to God, and that's where you've been. And, you know, I heard that it made me feel good. So it's only fitting that I play it on, you know, on my Midnight Hour show, because that's the type of music I play. It's the feel-good stuff. So, I don't know. I just don't feel like doing too much talking. I kind of want to just continue to feel good. So, let me continue with Lloyd. Lay It Down. That's how we do at the midnight hour, you know, just grown and sexy. You know, that was Lloyd. And he was doing his 1-2 with the Lay Your Head Down. I'm going to follow that up with some R. Kelly. I've been getting this request for a minute. I finally got the song, the R. Kelly jump off. It's called Strip For You. So all those that have been hitting me up for the Strip For You, here it goes.
Jump in my deep and come and see you. Girl, dark. I'll be creeping in about 12 o'clock. Turn the telephone off my bed. No interruptions while I'm driving you crazy. Girl, I want you to know tonight is yours. Start in the bed and then we'll pull the floor. There'll be nothing at the door, my baby. Three nights.
Mind you, not about R. Kelly, because when I don't know about that. But I'm just saying, that question asked by someone that you've been eyeing, and they call you, and they want to strip for you. You know, I ain't going to say no. But let's go to the phone, 646, y'all with MA2K on the midnight hour.
That's your boy Swag. I'm just saying what's good.
What's good, Swaggy Swag? You already know in the midnight hours, playing a feel-good music.
What's poppin', yo? Damn, yo, wait, y'all pulled that song out the stash, man. Real talk, man. Feel that. I'm feeling that hard body.
Yeah, we've been playing, you know, in honor of the Women's Month, I'm trying to go hard body, you know, and let the women feel extra good.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so what do you do? What do you do to make your lady feel extra good?
I mean, it's a combination of things I do, you know what I mean? I ain't going to give you all the secrets to my seduction, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you know, it's all about spontaneity, you know what I'm saying? You know, you got to, you know, if your woman's working, you got to pop up and just hit her with them roses. Or maybe it might not even be you physically popping up, but you might just be like, boom, she just get roses. She like, what the fuck? What the fuck is this? And then, you know, when she gets the roses, her coworkers will be like, there's roses here for you. She'd be like, no, that's not for me. That's probably somebody else. And they'd be like, no, it says specifically to you. Then she opens up the joint, and there'd be a card. And when she opens up the card, you know what I'm saying? It could be a little video of her man, you know what I'm saying, stripping, dancing, taking off his little shirt with the white beater on and all that.
Yeah, you know? I like that. Yeah, with the song, Do You Mind If I Strip For You?
Yeah, I mean, real talk. I mean, all of the above, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. I mean, that's just a few things. But, you know, another thing that, you know what I'm saying, another route that I would take is, music. Like, you got to make sure, like, the music is subtle. The music is calm. See, nowadays, we got the music that's like jump, jump, sex, sex. You got to have that music that's like mellow. You know, I don't know if anybody, all the listeners, I know it's a lot of listeners, but some of the listeners, they might take heed to, you know, like listening to Kim. You know what I'm saying? K-E-M. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They might listen to Sade. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of, listen to. You got to listen to them.
All that seduction stuff, all those artists you name, plus as long as they make us feel good, we definitely play here on Lush Radio Online, especially in the midnight hour, because that's the whole point of the night. You know, the point is that when I throw on any song that I throw on, automatically you go, you know what I mean? And it just makes you feel good inside, where you be like, okay, Emma, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to name my next kid after you. I have a bunch of Emma E2Ks running around in the whole world and stuff. But I have another request, and I'm gonna go into that. Hang out with me, and I'm gonna play some stuff. If you happen to get off, please try to continue to listen on www.lushradioonline.com. And like I said, I'm gonna be giving a lot of first information about all the first women and all the first things that they accomplished. In 1904, first trade school for women. The first trade school for women was opened in 1904. And that's another goodie information that we're dropping. And right behind that, now we're going to go with Neil and Mirrors. And this goes out to you, Lush.
Yeah. then I'ma sing it again. I see you, can you see me watching your love?
That went out to Lush, you know. She liked herself some Neo and looked at herself in the mirrors. So that was out to Lush. On 646, you back on Swag. All right, another women fact. You know that we got our first woman police officer in Los Angeles at 1910, our first woman appointed as regular police officer, and that was in Los Angeles. And, yep, so that was our first woman cop, and that was in 1910, and that's another woman fact for this month of March being the month that women are honored, even though they should be honored every day, but, you know, that's just my opinion. Swag, are you there with me?
Yes, I'm still here with you. Absolutely. I love that last song. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's what's up. So, okay, we got another caller. Let me bring in the other caller. Hang with me, Swag. Hold on 1 second. Let's see who's that on the midnight hour. 646, you're on with Emma E2K on the midnight hour.
What's up, baby girls? Infinite the Poet.
Peace, my baby. What's going on?
Just chilling. I'm in the studio, so I said 12 o'clock. I know she's on. Let me get on and see what's up to the girl.
I love when people see 12 midnight and think of me.
Yeah, you know what's up.
It's like a celebration. It's like a celebration.
That's right. What type of music you playing? I didn't get to hear. I just got on right now.
Well, so far, I've been playing some goodies. I went through the Chris Brown No Bullshit. I did the Neo One in a Million. I did Lloyd Lay You Down. I did the R. Kelly Strip for You. And I just finished playing Mirrors by Neo. And I'm going into a classic. That's actually, this is going to go out to Paul. And he requested for Jagged Edge, I Gotta Be. So, you know, we're going to go with that. So I'm glad that you tuned in. I'm going to hit you with that. You know, I know you're in the studio and doing your thing, but I hope you can hang on for a minute. And I just want to drop one, you know, because tonight, you know, in honor of Women's History Month, I'm dropping a lot of first, you know, stuff that women did. So I want to go on with another one. In 1911, first agricultural training school for women. In 1911, Alva Belmont donated 200 acres of land in Hempstead, Long Island, to be used as a training farm and school for agriculture for women. The first class of 20 students was selected from 630 applicants. So that's just, you know, some information, like I said, for the Women's Month in honor of, you know, all the women that paved the way for the women of today. And here goes some Jagged Edge, and this goes out to Paul.
What I feel, could it be?
Yeah, and that went definitely. That was a request for Paul. Paul, I hope that I was able to fulfill your request tonight. Let me go back to the phone line. I have Swag with me, and I also have Infinite the Poet. You guys are still with me?
I'm still here, baby.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
So if I'm...
Yeah.
Swag, is that you?
Yeah, you know I'm up in here, baby girl.
That's what's up. So in honor that I have Infinite the Poet on the line, you already know I already went to... My stash, and you know I gotta recite a poem. So
talk,
I gotta throw
talk.
One. Yeah, I gotta throw one, and of course it's appropriate that the title is called The Woman. So here it goes. That man over there said to me that me as a woman, I always need a man's shoulder to cry on and a house to clean and a man to provide for me. He said I needed him and couldn't live without him, and for me to stay quiet while he speaks because he is a macho, a man. But as a woman, I'm not always crying, not unless that man mistreats me. I will keep a house clean because that's how I was raised, but I can provide for myself and my children just as well or better than any man. I have done so for nearly centuries. I have given birth to that man that has told me that I needed him and to be silent because I couldn't live without him. Well, look around you. I have done it. For centuries, I've been standing on my own, acknowledging my strength as a woman, homemaker, and provider, and I will not be silent. You listen to me. You could beat me, rape me, and intimidate me like you have always done for centuries, but you will not silence me because this woman is a strong, powerful woman with ambitions and goals, who will not allow that man over there or that man anywhere to stop me. Me meaning all women strong. And that goes out to my ladies.
That's hot, baby. That's hot.
Thank you. I just had to throw a little something. Definitely being inspired by this month. And another jewel that I want to drop, it's 1920. The first time women were able to vote in a federal election was in 1920. So that doesn't even seem like that kind of long ago, but, you know, that's when we were
able. It isn't.
Yeah, and that's when actually we were able as women to have the same rights to vote in a federal election. So, you know, that's another woman fact for the Woman Month. And I have another request, since I have played Jagged Edge, somebody wanted to hear Good Luck Charm. So we're going to go with that. Thank you guys for still continuing to hang out with me, and I'll be back with another fact.
Okay.
Something good happens in my life. You're always there for me, looking good by my side. Pushing you now, pulling up your pantyhose. And you always got that sexy underwear on. Someone's good has come my way since you came in my life. I never push you away or brush you off to the side. See, girl, I see my luck has changed for the better. Some lucky dice. All I wanna need. ain't gotta ask why. Where would I be? What would I do without you looking out for me? Probably be in these streets without you in my life. My future ain't the same, and I'm not one to blame, baby. I know I've been around, I'm tired of messing around. And I knew you were a keeper, so baby girl, I'm keeping you. Can't think about letting you go, no, no. It seems like every situation I be facing, you know what to do to save me. So I know you bring me love, so I'm standing strong like a soldier. I know how to hold you, I'm saying this to let you know.
Along with your sexy hoes, Emma E2K on the Midnight Hour. And, you know, this is what we do, man. Every Tuesday at midnight, I decide just to play, you know, feel-good music on LushRadioOnline.com. You can listen in. You can also call in. You can hit me up on the Facebook, / Emma E2K. Follow me on the Twitter, Emma E2K, or call in. You know, either way, you can always call in and you don't have to speak. You can actually call in and I will keep you on hold and you can listen to the show on the phone. There's some people that like to listen to the show on the phone because they're doing something. Shout out to Infinite the Poet, who's actually out in the studio right now and just gave me a call. And, you know, it's all love. I love when people look at the clock and they see it's midnight and they think of me. It makes me feel almost like New Year's swag. What's good, baby? I see you still hanging on with me.
Yeah, no doubt. I'm still here. I'm loving it, loving the movement, loving this feeling. You playing some good music, you know what I mean? This is the late night, you know, grab, you know, for the women, grab your man on the shoulder. Hey, what's up, Poppy? What's up, baby? You know what I mean? For the men, grab your woman on the shoulder, tap the cooler a little bit. Hey, what you doing? Move over a little bit, roll over. Everything is good. Oh, I'm sorry.
All
everything
right,
is
cool,
good.
Cool. That's what I'm talking about. I just wanted to, you know, I just want to get everybody get ready because it's about to go down. Now, let me give you another fact. Like I said, the beginning of the show, through the whole show, I'm going to be giving some women facts in honor of the Women Month. We started early. So 1924, the first women barbers admitted to the Barbers Union. This was in 1924, and that's another fun fact. For the women and for the female, shout out to all the female barbers out there, definitely doing their thing. So now we're going to go with Drew Hill, and these are the times.
Feel
about you all the time. Morning, noon, and supper time. Baby, tell you up in little pieces. Swallow you like me for pieces. Come on, girl, you know I need it. It ain't supposed to be a thing.
Taken aback with the Drew Hill. I have another fun fact, of course, honoring women. In 1949, check it out, first enlisted woman entered the regular army. In 1949. This date is because in 1949, a law was passed that the WACS, W-A-C-S, and the WAVES, W-A-V-E-S, were to be absorbed into the regular military. So after that time, women who joined went into the regular military. And that was in 1949, so that was another fun fact for women. And, it's good. It's good to know who paved the way, you know. Everybody takes a lot of things for granted, even us women. And it hasn't really been that long that we've been allowed to do all these things that we're doing now. I mean, if you look at the years, I'm talking about 1949, it really, I mean, for history's sake, it really wasn't that long. So we have a lot to still go forward and still make up and do. So, you know, ladies, don't get content, man. Don't get content and, keep on fighting. So, I'm going to continue to make women feel good and gentlemen, because, you know, if I make the ladies feel good, you have benefit off of that. So don't even start with this, oh, am I only playing stuff for the women? Hello, you should be thanking me. So let me put some Teddy Pendergrass, Turn on the Lights.
Yeah.
And you know, I always have to pay homage, to the transcendence of the feel good music, and had to play some Teddy Pendergrass. I have all type of audience. I have the Grown and Sexy, but I also have a younger audience that likes to listen in and appreciate good music. So this is Teddy Pendergrass's time was when there was, you know, this was good music. This was music that you heard and you felt good, and even if you was a thug or whatever you was, classified yourself as, you can still hear it and not feel no sort of way, you know, you just felt good, you know. So I turn off the lights and getting it on, and that goes through all genres, you know, all ages, and I just miss that type of music, man. I really miss that type of music. So, Swag.
Talk to me. Of course, I'm here. Talk to me.
Yeah, I want to just have you on the line while I give this next fact about this next woman transgender. Her name is Muriel Siebert. I may be saying it wrong. I'm going to spell it just in case. It's Muriel Siebert. And this woman, a year before I was born in 1967, she was the first woman to buy a seat in the New York Stock Exchange.
Yeah, you know what's let me say something real quick about her. I worked for her for 2 years.
Mm.
She's right there on Third Avenue, 857 Third Avenue.
That's why I got you on the line, because I knew you had something to say about that. And that was in 1967. You know what I mean? That was a year before I was born. I don't care about saying my age because I don't look it. So, you know, I'm 43. I just turned 43.
Real
talk. So that's not that long ago. And that's the first woman that actually bought a seat in the New York Stock Exchange. That's heavy. You know, shout out to her, man, because she's a transgender. You know what I mean? She's definitely a transgender in doing that. And we got to pay homage, you know, to these women that have opened up these doors, that have dared, to step and go on and beyond so we can be able to do the things that we do now. Women, please, please, I beg you, we ain't been doing things that long, you know what I mean? So definitely don't take it for granted. Don't take it for granted. Don't ever forget that there was another woman before you came the wave. And that's why I feel that the sisterhood that that I have with certain women that through the years that we've been able to put together, I hold that very dear and close to me, because it's important that us women empower each other. You know, yes, we need empowerment from our husbands and our lovers and our partners and all that, but we more so need empowerment from our fellow women, you know. So if you empower me for me to open up a door that hasn't been opened, you know, I done opened that door for nations of women to come, you know, behind me. And I think that's a beautiful thing. So we need to enforce that, and I know I'm going to enforce it. And the group that supports me and that I support, we're going to enforce it. So let me keep on with the feel-good music. And I'm going to play some Avant. I see some Avant over here. Let me give you 4 minutes of Avant. Mm. I wish I could get some more, but I'm going to give you 4.
Listen, give me 10 minutes. Well, give me 5 minutes. All right, but before you leave, I just need these last 4 minutes. Pardon me if I'm talking fast and stumbling all over my words. I heard you were leaving town. I thought I'd be the one to know first. If you have a minute, let me talk to you and see what's going on. Don't say it's nothing when it's gotta be something that's gone wrong.
Now let me explain, but I don't know what to say, cause I don't know what the hell happened. I come in the house to try to work it out, and all you're doing is packing. Close your suitcase, let me think straight. Damn, what could be the reason? Baby, talk to me, I'm almost out of time.
I only got 4 minutes.
Taking furniture outside, and then you all pull up to my door. What's the reason that I get this feeling that you can't keep it real with me? Is it because of the prior relationship that I had off in the streets? Never mind, this is your conscience speaking, and you need to get your girl back. You gotta find a way to try to get to her heart. I'm taking suggestions, I've learned my lesson. In conscience, you're my last lifeline. I'm down to my last second.
Little 4 minutes of advance that I gave to the ladies. Everybody, you know, all the ladies love them some Avant, you know, and I respect some Avant, so, you know, I give my ladies that. Let me go into another fact. Let me go to two facts because I already posted them. In 1969, first women allowed in Sigma Delta Chi, and that's an honorary organization of journalists. And that happened in 1969, which is not that long ago. And in 1971, the first woman recruited for the Secret Service. Okay? So women didn't get to, weren't on, you know, on that level of Secret Service till 1971. So that's pretty interesting, you know what I mean? You know, I'm even shocked. I'm learning some things, which I'm loving it. I'm loving it, and it's just increasing my pride as a woman more and more every time I read about these women that paved the way for me. You know, and with that being said, let me play you some Bruno Mars, Just the Way You Are.
Thank you. Automatically, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The mails will be out, right? Yeah, yeah.
It's a natural reaction for the cat fight to occur.
Oh man, yeah, that's crazy. But yeah, so that's just some of the suggestions, you know, running the bath water. There's a famous saying that guys say, "Oh, I will drink her bath water." I think that's very nasty. I don't find the sexiness in that. If somebody was to tell me they want to drink my bath water, I will puke. But, you know, to each his own on everybody, right? Like, who am I to, you know, hey, you want to drink some bath water? Ew. I just hope it wasn't after, you know, a couple of days of showering. But anyway, let's get back to the feel good. And I see some Eric Burnett. Let me play some Eric Burnett. Love don't love you.
Like I go.
this is your girl, Emma E2K, Lush Radio Online, Midnight Hour, and always playing some feel-good music. We've been doing that. We've been paying homage to all the women in the past that have opened the doors for the women of today. I want to, real quickly, because we got like 5 minutes remaining to the show, I want to remind everybody who's in New York City, all ladies, women, even men that have their daughters, Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen, Volume 4, Let's Get Active. It's a free concert, a music, dance, spoken word, hip hop, and visual art showcase. It's Saturday, March 5th, from 2 to 5 p.m. It's in Hostos Community College, the main theater, 450 Grand Concourse at 149th Street, and that's Bronx, New York. Trains, you could take the train 2, 4, and 5, or the bus BX1 and BX19. Featuring would be La Bruja, Ladies of the Flow, Exclusive Step Team, Infinity, Empress, DJ Jasmine, Solano, DJ Bonnie, Danger, and DJ Chella. It's a whole list of people that are performing. The lineup is crazy. It's an all-women lineup, and it's geared to the whole family, actually. You know, they want the whole family to come out. It's a free concert. You can bring your children. You know, it's not that often when we can actually attend one of these events and actually bring our children with us. So this is Mama's Hip Hop Kitchen. This is Volume 4. I missed it last year, but I will be in the building this year. Shout out to Teresita. I will definitely be out there. Shout out to Lynx and the rest of my sisters that are going to be out there performing. And I will be out there with my daughter. Lush will be out there with hers. And we're going to go out there to rep, you know, family style, because, you know, we just need to do that. We need to support each other, support each other, empower each other. So together we can make this nation strong, man. I don't care what nobody says. If we don't empower our women, if we don't uplift our women, then they can't follow up and uplift our future presidents and our future, you know, geniuses. So with that being said, let me leave you one last thing before I leave you with the last song of the night. In 1975, election of the first woman governor who did not follow her husband into office, Ella Grasso from Connecticut. So shout out to her, definitely, for doing her own thing and not following her husband. 1976, first woman admitted to the military academies, Air Force, West Point, and Annapolis. The Merchant Marine Academy was first to admit women and did so in 1974. And in 2011, according to a report released by the White House yesterday, February 28, 2011, women earned more college degrees than men. But at all educational levels, men out-earn women. So that's where we at now, 2011, with the women movement. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, for listening. And I'm going to leave you with a very powerful sister to end the show. And peace to all the powerful women out there. And we support those that support themselves, man. So shout out to y'all. See you Saturday in New York City. Let me leave you with some Jill Scott. One is a magic number, because I and I am number one.
No, I'm not the man's schedule.